Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at what's up in the stars for today, Saturday, March 23rd, and the week ahead. Well, folks, we are blowing through the month, and though it may be hard to notice, spring has come to the Penobscot. What a weekend we have. There's a full moon in Virgo on Sunday. Full moons raise the tides and the emotions, so you might be feeling a little frazzled. It's also a lunar eclipse, and eclipses are kind of weird. If you have a planet on the eclipse axis, the energies of that planet are denied. That's what eclipses do. They block the light. Now, speaking of eclipses, you know, on April 8th, we have that solar eclipse that everyone is talking about. That's when the sun is eclipsed. And when the sun's energy is blocked, well, that's not considered a good thing. In Vedic astrology, the sun is considered to be the universal soul. That's because the sun gives life to all things. No sun, no life. But it also gives life to the good, the bad, and the ugly. The sun has no opinion or judgment. It just shines on. What the ancient sages urged us to do, to shine on in good times and bad when it's easy or adverse. Now, these two eclipses can make the time between feel very discombobulated. There's a sense of confusion, uncertainty. You might be feeling lost. Your emotions might get out of hand. You may have just been unable to find anything to hold on to. So, yeah, it's unsettling. But here's the deal. When you feel unsettled, when you're off the beam, when a molehill becomes a mountain, when an unkind word becomes DEFCON 5, or a misunderstanding, a simple misunderstanding, it's out of hand, it's a chance to reset. You can start over, start relationships on a new footing, try again. That's the beauty and the power of taking advantage of these energies. And that's also a gift of just being able to get up in the morning and put 2 feet on the ground. Now, speaking of reset, Mercury is in a shadow period. That's when it's about to turn retrograde. Mercury is in Pisces, and Pisces is not the best sign for the planet of rational thinking to express its energies. That's because Pisces is a dreamer. It does not have boundaries. It likes to say, it's all good. Whereas when Mercury is in, let's say, Virgo, its home sign, it counts a change, is happy to say no, and is very good at establishing boundaries and thinking and planning. Mercury in Pisces is a little bit lost. So you have to wonder, what's up in the zodiac? Here we are starting a new season, and this one comes with high emotions and confusion. Well, it looks to me like it adds up to an opportunity to set new intentions. You know, like, what do you really need to live a good life? That question will take you to the root of what is essential for your well-being. You may need to leave some things behind or add some new things. Maybe it's time for a new wardrobe, couch, previous address, or a relationship has seen its expiration date. It's all part of the plan. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, Mars is closing in on a conjunction, a very significant conjunction with Saturn in Aquarius. That will force the energy to kind of come to a halt. And it's because Saturn likes to put the brakes on, whereas Mars likes to charge ahead. Now, you can move ahead as long as you are cautious, but you have to slow down and not be impetuous. Now, there's another important conjunction to talk about, and that is Uranus and Jupiter in Aries, the fire cardinal sign. They are drawing into a conjunction on April 20th, but you can begin to feel its vibe now. In April 20th, it reaches its peak of what some astrologers are calling a great awakening. Now, Uranus is a planet of sudden change, revolution, disruption, innovation, but also enlightenment. And Jupiter amplifies all that it touches. It's the guru of the zodiac. Now, what that exactly means is a topic we'll discuss later. Suffice it to say that when April comes into full swing, there will be some significant changes ahead. How's that for a cliffhanger? Now, enjoy the week. It's a very solemn one in the Christian faith with powerful themes of love, faith, and transformation. You can never go wrong with love and kindness. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. See you next week right here in WERU 89.9 FM Blue Hill or streaming around the globe at weru.org. That's it for now. Over and out.